Priya, I just wrote this thing on Facebook some days ago. Within you, you have real intelligence. When you want to know what to do, listen within for guidance, rather than to a machine mimicking intelligence. It was kind of directed to certain people I know who are even into spiritual life, but who turn to these so-called AI entities to get advice for how to do things or write things or whatever. Well, I do sometimes as well, but maybe just for proofreading and all that, grammar. But ideas, yeah, they come from this little friend we have there, the other bird, the tree, where we are jumping around among the berries and fruits that we try to enjoy. This AI, as far as I understood, it's not AI, it's not intelligence at all. Now they call it machine learning, which I think is more correct. Whatever that means, can a machine learn anything? I mean, someone who learns something is a person, a living person, right? Because you not only stored information in some memory bank, but you learned something, you became a bit wiser, you have some knowledge now, and you have understood things. And I once asked one of those so-called AI bots, whatever, after a long discussion we had, where, yes, I kind of asked for information. Of course, you always need to double-check it, because they make mistakes all the time. Did you understand anything what we spoke about so far? I said, no, I cannot understand. I'm just a language model. So, but then I found myself in discussions with that machine that were just so, how to say, so much like talking to a human. I couldn't understand. I can't, you know, how can they, with computers, create such a simulation of a living human being? And then I realized this morning that this is really what it is. At least that's my theory about it. What this so-called AI is, it's just a simulation of a human mind. I mean, you can look at how our minds work, how we think, our ways of reasoning. And then most of all, of course, when it comes to knowledge and communicating knowledge, the language model, I mean, how we use language. Which is really, I mean, an interesting phenomena, right? We can take very sophisticated, you know, advanced forms of knowledge and insights and realizations and whatever. And dress them in words that are building up into sentences that follow rules of grammar. Grammar. But that also contain a meaning. And I mean, evidently this language model is so sophisticated that it, I mean, that computer program there, that it mimics that language feature there among us humans, our mind really, forming words and being able to understand, quote-unquote, meanings, which really means just that it's an extremely advanced and complex, I guess, powerful computer able to make calculations, you know, operations so quickly and massively as to that fantastic extent mimic and simulate a human mind. But not just one mind, but you could say the collective mind. Or something like that. But it is like talking to a person, although there is no person there, right? So it's a machine. So we have like a robot mind created. And it's interesting because once you look at that creation, and then you realize how extremely complex and sophisticated a mind is. When you describe it from this point of view of technology. And you know, this mind, it uses so much electricity, so much power to do those operations, while the real mind hardly uses any physical energy. The brain is like 30 watts or something, 50. Less than a laptop. So yeah, that I would say can teach us something about our own minds, the real ones, and the real intellect. Because yes, it's mimicking intelligence to some extent, but still in a rather crude way. And if it can mimic human intelligence perfectly, perfect illusion, then well, we've got a good robot here. Of course, if then humans are so stupid that they take that for being real intelligence that you can trust. Well, I mean, to me it's the power is that it's connected to a huge library of knowledge. And it's able to, with that language model, retrieve information from it. And that's, I think, what we should use it for. While using our own intelligence when doing so. And I would say this whole fantastic networked computer world that we are living in today, I couldn't foresee that when computers came. But it's about information, and it can be information about useless things, destructive things, or good, constructive things that can help us all to be, live happier and to heal the world and raise the human mind and intellect to a higher level. I mean, seriously, in the old days you had merely books, or even they were written on palm leaves back in India and thousands of years ago. Stories spoken from mouth to mouth, upholding entire civilizations because they contained real knowledge and wisdom that you can use in life to make your life happy and successful, and to make your country happy and successful. That's how important knowledge is. But I would say today, the big difference is that this knowledge, which was back even not that long ago here in Sweden as well, hidden away in libraries, only accessible for a select few, monks in monasteries, or you know, these kind of, or even intellectuals in universities and in academic institutions. I mean, not that they are hiding the books, but it was less accessible. And I mean, harder to retrieve knowledge from all of this. But today, and maybe that's the great blessing of this AI, it's like a super sophisticated search engine that can give us a whole new level of access to the accumulated knowledge gathered by humankind since time immemorial, everything we know. Once it's online and accessible to these AI computers, then there it is. We have access to that knowledge. So yeah, let's use it wisely. Take it as God's blessings. And who knows? Maybe there is a surprise in store here. Because what will logically happen is that the wise walking around among us to help us and guide us and enlighten us will become quite many. Because the sharing and distribution of that knowledge is so much bigger now. So, I mean, it's a polarizing situation in the world because power can always be used, you know, both ways, positive, negative, good or bad, constructive, destructive. And that's why I'm out here talking about the world situation, the global situation sometimes, because I feel that urge, and I'm trying to urge everyone else, because it's important that, look, let's not fall for the political propaganda or the this or that or advertisement or people trying to manipulate us here and there to serve their agendas, because that's what's going on now more than ever, of course, because this media are very good for that as well. So we need to learn to see through that, to distinguish reality from illusion. And once we have learned that, because we can learn that, just takes a little bit of waking up, a little bit of applying intelligence rather than just sucking in whatever we are fed on our screens. And then at least just share the good stuff. I mean, you could sit full-time employed doing that if you're a pensioner or whatever. Just sharing good things. Click, 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 it's easy. Or produce. Speak out there. Publish knowledge. Scan fantastic books or whatever. Put them online. Make them more accessible, make them more known to more people, because the thing is, with this enormous amount of information, is that it can look like a noise, but it isn't noise. It's lots of information. But in all that, it's simple. That knowledge is, it can be expressed in a few words of a song as well. So it's not that. It's a very fantastic and fascinating and mystical time we live in. And I just pray that enough many people of us, including you, yes, you, wisen up and take to that, you know, upwards going spiral, as I say, this dharmic path that leads upwards, rather than, you know, what's the use? making all these fantastic things, and then some are even talking about it today, blowing it all up with nuclear bombs. Yeah, sure. That may be the ultimate piece of performance art by this cynical, nihilistic modern humans. Let's blow it all up. Yeah, I mean, that's how crazy humans can get. And I hope it's just mad words. Well, I mean, what a life I have had, what a time to live in. I'm glad and I'm mystified by having been able to see all these things happening in the world. And anyway, folks, we need to just take our responsibility, each and every one of us. And it starts with, waking up a bit and learn to see what's real and what's not real. What works and what doesn't work. Okay, Hare Krishna.